问题回答，所以大家踊跃点有啥问题啊，抓紧时间，因为我们下午还要聚会，我们下午两点才聚会，所以呢我们中间还要一直在这吃饭，所以呢吃饭不用担心，不用回去担心吃饭，所以我们学习这两天有很多的心得，有很多的体会，我们可以随便问。好，看你有跟我们做的祷告就开始。
好，父神，我们满了感恩，新的一天我们恭敬的仰望在你恩手中，感谢你每一天你的怜悯都是新鲜，感谢你这几天来的同在，也恳求你主啊，你祝福我们以下的时光，赐下天上的智慧，让我们所回答的一切，所做的一切都在你的旨意中，好叫我们的生命得以造就，得到建立扎根，愿你的旨意成全，愿你的祝福领到你的众百姓，愿你在教会中做王做主，这样祷告感恩是奉耶稣基督的名，
阿门阿门。我们开始，
可以。
先这样，我们介绍一下自己。
哦 ，Would you like to introduce yourself a little bit?
Sure. So, my name is Justin Huffman.
我名叫Justin.
I have been pastoring in the United States now for a little over 15 years.
我在美国牧会了15年了。
I grew up in a Christian home.
我生长在基督教家庭里。
For which I'm very thankful.
我因此很感恩。
But for me, my familiarity with Christianity actually became a problem.
但是我对基督教的这么熟悉反而成了个问题。
When I was a university age,
当我在上大学的时候
I walked away from the Lord for a period of time.
我就远离了主一段时间。
I was influenced by my professors at university.
我被我的大学的教授影响。
By ungodly friends.
还有那些不敬畏神的朋友影响，潜移默化。
And from my own sinful heart.
还有我自己的里面的罪恶。
But God was so gracious to me.
但神对我何等的怜悯。
I'm convinced that my mother praying for me protected me.
我相信我妈妈对我为我的祷告保护了我。
And even as I would continually walk away from God, God would continually draw me back to Himself.
就算我继续的远离神，神却继续的在我心里动工，吸引我归回他。
And it was that experience of coming to appreciate God anew.
在这样的经历中，我就对神越来越。越多的越新的认识
which led me to feel called to the ministry
导致我觉得蒙召要服侍主
I felt there are other people out there who have not grown up Christian there are other people who have not grown up Christian
我觉得有别的一些人他不像我一样是在基督教环境中长大的
and so they do not even have the benefit of the knowledge that I have from God's word
所以他们不像我有这样的优势对神的话语有认识
but also there are Christians just like me
但还有一些像我这样的基督徒啊
who maybe have questions about God's word
他们也许对神的话语也有一些疑问
or who are tempted not to trust God's word
或者他们受试探要远离神不信靠神
and I felt like there is nothing better that I could do
我感觉我没有别的选择余地
than to help people see God's word
我必须要帮助别人认识神的话语
In the person of Jesus Christ,
要认识耶稣基督
revealed in the Bible,
就是在圣经里所启示的基督。
And so, I've been pastoring now for over 15 years.
我牧会了超过15年了，现在。
And I feel the Lord has blessed me.
我觉得主一直在祝福我。
Because there is a lot of accountability to be a pastor.
因为身为牧者，你要交账的。
I sometimes think that God calls the weakest people to be pastors.
我有时候觉得神呼召那些最软弱的人做牧者。
Because we need all that extra accountability.
因为我们需要更需要向神交账。
So I ask your prayers for me.
所以我请求你们为我祷告。
That God will bless me to be faithful.
叫神祝福我，叫我能够尽忠。
To him in private.
私下向他敬忠。
And to him in public.
公开也要向他忠心。
And so that I will be a useful instrument in his hand.
好叫我成为他合用的器皿，手中的器皿。
So it's such a blessing to be with you here today.
所以今天能够大家在一起是一大祝福。
God has given me from very early on an interest in the nations.
神从起初就让我对各个列邦列国都感到有兴趣啊。
And God has blessed me to be able to take the gospel to the nations.
神也祝福我，让我能够把福音带到各国。
And so I have been blessed to travel to every continent except Antarctica.
神所以祝福我到各个州，除了北极和南极啊，南极。
That's right. But you know, God, there is no greater privilege.
就没有更大的特权了。
Than meeting with God's people.
除了与神的百姓能够交通。
Anywhere in the world.
全世界的神的圣徒。
I've never been to Toronto before.
我从前没有来过多伦多啊。
I don't speak Chinese.
我也不会说中文。
And yet, us here today have a special bond.
但我们今天有一个特别的一个联合。
A special love.
一个特别的爱心。
That Jesus says is unique to his people.
那主耶稣说这是他的百姓的一个特别的一个联合。
Because in Jesus we have a something in common.
因为在基督里我们有共同点。
That draws us together.
使我们能够合一。能够在一块儿。
Even though we're from different nations,
尽管我们从不同的国家、
languages,
民族、语言而来，
have different backgrounds,
有不同的背景文化。
In Jesus, we are brothers and sisters.
基督里，我们是弟兄姊妹。
And so I'm so thankful to be here together with you today.
所以我们今天在这儿很感恩能够大家
enjoy this special time of worship together.
能够一起一起敬拜。
I pray that God will be glorified.
我愿神在我们当中得荣耀。
In everything that we say and do.
在我们所做的、所说的一切事上都得荣耀。
Amen.
好，阿门。
好，有没有什么问题？这两天听了就可以问了。
Have any questions you may ask?
Dear my God.
Raise the hand there.
想问你各关于悔改。
I want to ask a question about repentance.
Okay.
就是昨天你有讲到说，有的人犯罪他会害怕神，他会远离。
He said somebody when he sins, he will flee from God, he will fear God. Afraid.
Yeah.
但是上帝的心意是想要招罪人来悔改。
But God's will is to draw sinners to repentance.
回到自己的个人生活当中。
Returning to my personal life.
有的时候明知道自己有犯罪做错的地方。
I would know I have sinned knowingly.
然后有试着去做这种悔改的祷告，或者在行为上面有。
So I would try to reform or repent in prayer.
但是好像没有体会到那种就是在信心中的那种悔改，就是很无力的，很无力的。
I would feel kind of helpless. I didn't really repent in faith.
好像自己要就是追求一个敬虔的生活，是自己从自己的意愿出来的。
It seems that my desire to seek after godliness is out of my own self will.
所以我的问题是怎么样，就是凭着信心来到神面前来悔改。
So my question is, how do I come to repentance by faith?
I love this question.
我很喜欢你的问题。
Because this is what every Christian experiences.
这是每一个基督徒的经历。
And if you've been a Christian very long,
如果你信主有一段时间了。
Then you've experienced it a lot.
你就会经历很多这样的经历。
Because every Christian,
因为每一个基督徒呢，
even though we are seeking to honor God,
尽管我们都想要荣耀神，
we sin every day.
我们天天还在犯罪。
And sometimes we sin very badly. We even can what David calls presumptuous sin, walk contrary to God's word that we know. And when we do this, we feel guilt, and we should. The Holy Spirit gives us a sense of conviction. We know this is not right. And yet, we feel so dirty. And we also feel weak. And we are weak. Because we've walked away from God. And so what we need so badly is God. But even as we turn back to God, and we try to repent, and we try to live right, and we try to do all the right things, we may very well not feel right. We may not feel a close walk with God for days, or weeks, even for months. And so we have to be faithful to God and trust God and continue to obey God even when we do not feel close to God. So it is important to recognize that we are never saved by feelings. We are saved by faith. And faith can even, which this brother points out, faith can feel like hard work. Because our feelings are betraying us. And even as we run to God and say, help me God, our feelings are telling us God isn't listening to you. God doesn't care about you. God would not forgive you for this sin. How could he forgive you for this sin? You just did this yesterday. And you asked his forgiveness yesterday. And now you did it again today. And so it's hard for us to trust that God actually is forgiving us. And that's why it's so important to trust God's word. To trust his promises. Not our own feelings. So there's a well-known Christian teacher in America. Actually, he's from Canada originally. His name is D.A. Carson. And Carson wrote a wonderful illustration regarding salvation. Going back to the story of the Exodus, and God's command for them to kill an animal and put the blood of this animal on their door. And when the death angel would come through the area, if the blood was on the door, the death angel would pass over. If the blood was not on the door, then death would come to that household. And Carson says, imagine two different men in Israel. The night before this is to take place, and they are talking to each other. And one of the men says,
其中一个说呢,
I am so afraid.
我好害怕。
It's so hard for me to imagine that blood is going to protect me.
我难以想象这个血怎么能够保护我呢?
So I have obeyed God.
所以我还是顺服神了。
I have killed this animal.
我把这个牲畜杀了。
I have put the blood on the door.
我已经把血抹在门上了。
But I am terrified.
但我极其害怕。
It does not feel sufficient.
我觉得这怎么足够呢?
It feels like I am exposed.
我觉得我还是危机四伏啊。
The other man says to him,
另外一个人对他说,
I killed the blood and put it on the door also.
我也把牲畜杀了,涂抹了血。
I am completely confident.
但是我满怀信心。
I know that God will protect us.
我知道神必要保守我们。
Now here's the question.
好, 问题是,
when the death angel comes through,
当灭命的天使来到,
which of those homes will he visit with death?
哪一个家死亡会临到哪个家?
Neither one.
哪个都不会临到, 对不对?
Because it's the blood.
因为是宝血的功用。
It's not the strength of your faith.
不是你信心本身有能力。
It's that your faith is in the blood.
那是你信靠的是他的血。
So even when you don't feel like going to God,
所以尽管你感觉不想来到神面前,
and even when you feel scared,
你感到害怕,
and you think, how could God forgive me?
你想神怎么能赦免我这样的人?
And this obedience that I'm doing feels like it's not helping.
我这个顺服好像无济于事。
What matters
但是最重要的乃是,
is not the strength of your faith,
不是你的感觉,乃是不是你的信心的能力,
but who your faith is in.
乃是你信靠的是谁,你信靠的对象,
it is the power of the blood,
你信的是宝血的能力,
of Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督的宝血,
shed on the cross for you,
在十字架上为你而流,
it saves you.
是他的血拯救你,
I hope that's helpful.
我希望这对你有帮助。
我们抓紧时间。好，这是谁？哈哈哈哈哈！Yes。好。这次我们学习的是关于创世纪的经文。我也是领到Genesis。
As we share the passage with the unbelieving family, we would like to pass on the message of God's power in creation and the perfection in creation. But because of their unbelief, they would raise many questions.
Mm.
但是因为这些是我们所爱的家人，我们不可以因着我们是信的，他们是不信的，就去指责他们。所以，我
love them. We don't want to criticize them.
嗯，明白。对，那么当我们面对这样情况的时候，我们应当怎么样能够衷心的也凭着爱心来跟我们的家人分享这样的？So
how can we faithfully share the gospel with them in such situation?
嗯。 These are excellent questions.
这些都是很美好的问题啊，深思熟虑的。
So let me answer that in two ways.
让我从两个角度来回答你的问题。
First of all, to recognize that God alone can make God's word effective to the heart.
首先要知道，唯有神能够使他的话语在人心中产生果效。
This is so important to recognize.
这是很重要的一点。
Because otherwise we will feel a burden that we cannot bear.
否则我们就会担当我们没有能力担当的重担。
I must explain this well enough.
我必须好好地解释这一点。
For them to be convinced.
我解释的清楚，好叫他们能够被说服。
But you can't explain it well enough.
但你不可能把它解释得太清楚。
For them to be convinced.
你不可能说服他们。
God's Spirit must open their heart.
因为神的灵必须开他们的心门。
To receive the word of God.
好叫他们能够领受神的道。
And so, you must be prayerful.
所以你必须好好祷告。
Praying that God would save this person, this family.
求主能够拯救你的家人。
Knowing that he is able.
相信他能。
That he can change anyone's heart.
他能够改变任何人的心。
So not just a friend that you already love.
不仅是你所爱的一个朋友而已。
But also an enemy who you do not even like.
甚至你不喜欢的一个仇敌。
Saul of Tarsus.
大树的扫罗。
Who is persecuting your family.
他在逼迫你的家庭。
You might be tempted not even to pray for this man.
甚至你受试探，你根本不想为他祷告。
He's hurt me.
他伤害了我。
He's persecuted my family.
他在逼迫我的家庭。
He's put my family in prison for Jesus' sake.
他把我的家人因着基督缘故下在牢狱里。
I'm not going to pray for this man's soul.
我可不为他祷告。
He's too evil.
他坏透了。
And he's such a sinner.
他是罪大恶极的人啊。
And I'm not even sure I want him to be saved anyway.
我甚至不知道他该不该得救，应该下地狱。
But God has such better purposes than we do.
但神比我们有更高的旨意啊。
And God can take the most unlikely people.
神可能把那最不可能的人。
And turn them into his greatest servants.
把他变成他最伟大的仆人。
And so we must always be willing to pray for the salvation of those that we come in contact with.
所以我们必须愿意为我们所接触的人为他们祷告，所有的人为他们祷告。
And even of course for our leaders.
甚至为国家掌权的。
In government.
在政府里头。
Who again we may not like.
也许我们不喜欢他们。
But Paul says pray for them.
但保罗说要为他们祷告。
Pray for your leaders.
为你执政掌权的代祷。
And so we pray for God's word to be effective to the hearts of people.
所以我们求神的道能够在人心中产生果效。
But.
但是。
The second part of the answer is,
这个第二部分的答案是,
that God does use instruments,
神的确使用器皿,
to bring about the salvation that he purposes,
来使他所定义的人悔改相信他。
This is the amazing privilege of the Christian life.
这是我们基督徒生命的，就是奇妙的神给我们的特权。
That we get to bear the word of God to people.
我们可以把神的话语能够带到他们那儿。
And the Holy Spirit goes with the word of God.
圣灵也会祝福他自己的话语。
And so we have the opportunity to bring people to know Jesus Christ through His word.
我们有这样的机会，借着他的话语，使人来到耶稣基督面前。
This will not always happen in a moment.
这不见得是立刻立竿见影的。
In fact, it almost never does.
其实有时候往往要花一段时间了。
Very few times.
很少很少这样的时间了。
Will you share the gospel with someone?
你会传福音给别人，他。
And the light will just click on.
他当场就
And they say, oh, okay, now I'm a Christian.
恍然大悟，我现在信主了。很少。
It is much more common for you to share the gospel once.
大多数情况呢，你分享了一次，传福音一次，
And then again.
然后又传。
And then again.
再传。
And God uses this continual love that you are showing.
神借着你这不断彰显的爱心。
And the truth that you are sharing.
和你分享的真理。
To bring that person closer and closer to God.
一步步把这个人带到他面前。
So I have a friend who is a missionary, an American missionary in Vietnam.
我认识一个美国的宣教士，越南，在越南宣教。
He's been there now for over 10 years.
他已经在越南超过十年的时间了。
All by himself.
自己一个人。
And every day he goes out.
每天他出去。
And he sits on a bench in the park.
他坐在公园的一个椅子上。
And he opens up his English Bible.
打开他的英文圣经。
And people come up to him seeing that he's American.
越南人就会来，哎呦，这美国人啊。
And they sit down and they say, I'd like to practice my English with you.
我跟你学学英文吧。
And he said, well, let's practice English by reading the Bible.
我们读圣经吧，读英文圣经，他会说。
But you know, his name is Uncle James.
他名字叫做James 叔叔,
and he is He labored for years before seeing his first convert.
你知道他多年这样做才看到第一个人悔改信主。
And when he was in our home, I asked him a question.
当他到我们家的时候，我问他一个问题啊。
I said, "How do you do it?"
我说你怎么做得到呢
？How do you keep from being discouraged?
你怎么不灰心气馁呢
？When you share the gospel day after day after day,
日复一日，年复一年，传福音都没有果效。
And this is how he explained his.
那他怎么解释呢？
He said, very rarely do we have the opportunity to bring someone all the way to Christ.
我们很少就是一竿子就把人带到耶稣面前。
But we frequently have the opportunity.
但是我们往往有很多这样的机会。
In fact, every day we have the opportunity.
其实我每天都有机会。
To draw someone closer to Christ.
可以把人带到更进一步的。把人带到耶稣面前。
So if you think of no spiritual interest as the number zero,
你如果想到如果完全对属灵是没有兴趣是零啊。
And faith in Jesus Christ is the number ten.
信靠他是十的话，一到零到十。
It's only very rare that we get to bring someone all the way to number ten.
很少有这样的机会，一下子把人零带到十。
But Uncle James says.
但是雅各叔叔说呢。
I can take somebody from 1 to 3.
我可以把一个人从1带到 3.
I can take them from 3 to 5.
或者3到
5. And maybe God will use what I have said to them.
也许神会使用我对他说的话传的福音。
To allow them to be ready.
能够帮助他们更加的预备好心。
When someone else comes along.
当别人在加把劲儿的时候。
And takes them from 9 to 10.
把他们从9带到 10.
And so our job is to be faithful.
是我们的责任是尽我。我们所能呢，就是
，to share the word of God,
传讲神的话语
，to show the love of God,
把神的爱彰显出来
，and draw people closer and closer to Christ,
把人更进一步的吸引到耶稣面前。
And as you do that,
当你这么做的时候
，God may give you the wonderful gift,
神也许会给你这奇妙的恩赐。
Of actually bringing someone to Christ.
或者这样的机会和恩典，把人真正带到神面前。
So as they, as you share the book of Genesis,
当你传讲创世纪的时候
，I would say, you want to share it with them in love.
我说你要用爱心跟他们传讲。
And I love the fact that you said you want to be respectful to them.
我很喜欢你说我要在他们面前我要要尊重他们。
And you want to answer their questions.
你要尽量回答他们的问题。
And you may want to not try to explain it all in one conversation.
也许不见得在一下子就把事情讲清楚。
Especially if they are your friends.
特别是他们你的朋友。
You can talk to them more than once.
你可以很多次机会都继续跟他们
分享。Then just a little bit of truth here.
每次讲这么一点儿，那么一
点儿。Some more truth the next time.
下次再多讲一点儿。
And also show a willingness to learn.
而且也要有一个谦卑学习的态度。
You see, just because we know Jesus,
我们认识耶稣没有错
does not mean that we know everything.
并不意味着我们无所不知了。
We know Jesus,
是没错，我们认识耶稣。
So we know the most important thing.
所以我们认识最重要的事儿。
But there are lots of things we can learn.
但还有很多别的事儿我们可以学习的。
Even from an unbeliever.
甚至从不信的人，我们也可以学到东西。
And so if we show them that we are humble,
所以如果我们彰显出我们的谦卑的心
that we are willing to learn,
谦卑受教的心
then they might be willing to learn from us.
也许他们也愿意从我们身上学到东西。
I hope that'll be a blessing.
盼望这个能够稍微回答你的问题。
So, can I ask English?
Sure.
Sure. I can speak English.
You talk about Genesis, like Revelation, like Jonah, the book Jonah, and a lot of miracles.
Yeah.
讲到创世纪跟启示录，慢慢
解释一下给
我。对。哎。给我翻译的机会，对，然后就像约拿里头有很多的神迹。OK。
So how can you say that it's actually a scientific basis that you are following through saying all that you said？
你怎么能够说你有一个科学的根据？你说的都是对的。
For example, you said that
Yes.
譬如你说挪亚活到600岁。神六日创造天地等等，这有什么科学根据？
That's a very good question.
很好的问题。
So, if you remember, I quoted Cornelius Van Til, who's a Christian thinker.
你记得我引用了范泰尔，他是一个基督教的一个思想家。
And he said, he draws two circles on the blackboard.
他在黑板上画了两个圈圈。
The circle up here is the Creator God.
上面的圈圈是创造主神。
The circle down here is the creation.
下面的圈圈是受造之物，所造之物。
The God is not part of His creation.
神不是他所创造的东西的里面的。
But God is over His creation.
但神在他的受造之物之上。
So it is important for us to recognize that if there is a God,
所以我们认识到有如果有位神呢
，then we need to understand reality through His revelation.
我们需要借着他的启示来明白事实的真相。
Now, no one comes to any set of facts without their own thoughts.
Okay.
No one thinks about, let me think how to say this.
我想怎么说啊。
No one,
没有人不动脑筋。
Sees the world without their own preconceptions.
就是没有一个人会不带着偏见，他一定会有一个先入为主的观念。
No scientist is studying the human body. A scientist is not studying the human body. Okay. Without ideas already in his mind.
Okay, 就是科学家如果他要，譬如说研究人体，他先有自己的先入为主的观念，他才会研究这些东西。
So when a scientist, for instance, is studying the human body,
譬如说当一个科学家在研究人体的结构的时候
，or the studying the sky,
或者在研究天文学，或者
or looking through a microscope,
或者看显微镜底下的东西的时候
，he is not neutral,
他不是中立的。
He
不是客观的。
He has he either loves the idea,
他要不就是他喜欢，他有一个想法
，or he hates the idea,
或者他本来就有一种抵挡的情绪。
That there is a God who made him,
就是抵挡神的存在。
And he needs to obey that God.
他要不就对神就是有渴慕的倾向或者抵挡的倾向。
Now if he loves that idea,
如果他喜爱神的存在的这个观念，
then he will interpret the science through that understanding.
他就会借着这样的先入为主观念来解释他所观察到的一切。
But if he hates that idea,
如果他恨恶神的话呢？
He will interpret whatever he sees through that understanding.
他也会借着他有色眼镜来解释这一切。
He will either say, I want to see and understand God better through everything that I study.
要不就说，我要借着我所研究的一切更深的认识神。
Or he will say,
或者
I want toignore God and not, well, I do not want to see God in anything that I study.
他说我不愿意从我所研究的任何科学这些项目中明白神，我要抵挡他。
And that is why you see scientists,
所以你看了一些科学家
who are Christians,
有基督徒的科学家
who are amazed at the glory of God in creation.
他们在受造之物中看到神的创造的奇妙。
And you see scientists who are not Christian,
非基督徒的科学家
who are saying, I am sure that science says there is no God.
你看，科学证明没有神的存在。
But in fact, science doesn't actually answer that question at all.
其实科学根本不能证明神的存在或者不存在。
Science is just the study of what we can see and observe.
科学不过是研究我们眼睛看得到、摸得到物质世界。
We cannot observe whether or not there was a big bang in the beginning.
我们不能够观察到或者证明起初有这个大爆炸。
Or whether or not God created everything out of nothing.
或者神从无变有创造万物。
We were not there at the beginning.
因为我们在起初我们不存在。
But if there is a God,
如果有神存在的话，
He was there at the beginning.
他在哪？他是见证人。
And that's how we can know the truth.
所以借着他我们才能认识真理。
As if the God who was there at the beginning,
就是起初就存在的这位神，
tells us how it all began.
他见证起初是怎么开始的。
And if there is a God,
如果有神的存在，
then it is not difficult at all.
那对他而言并不难啊。
To believe that he is able to do miracles.
我们相信他能够行神迹，这没问题。
If he can speak, if God can create everything,
如果神能够创造万物，
then surely he can help a man to live 600 years.
当然他可以叫一个人活到600岁，不成问题。
If God can create everything,
如果神能够创造万物，
then surely he can flood the whole world with water.
当然他能够使洪水泛滥淹没全地，不成问题。
So when we come and we say, how could a man live for 600 years?
所以当我们问人怎么活到600岁900岁，
We are already thinking in our mind,
我们已经有先入为主的观念了。
We don't believe there's a God.
我们不信有神了。
But if there is a God,
如果神存在的话，
then it's very easy to believe a man can live 600 years.
那相信人活600岁900岁不成问题。
So this is the way that science works.
这就是科学怎么样子运作的道理。
Is that humans come,humans study, that human study,
人类的研究呢。
And we study, whatever the subject is.
不管你研究任何的科目。
The human body,
人体构造。
Or the sky,
天文学。
Or the fossil record,
或者化石的这个记录等等。
But whatever it is, we are looking at those facts through our own, eyes.
我们就借着我们自己的偏，不能说偏见，先入为主的观念。
With our own ideas about how we want the world to be,
我们巴不得世界是什么样子的。
Or how we believe the world to be,
我们相信这世界应该怎么样的。
And we will interpret the facts through that way of thinking.
我们会借着我们自己有色眼镜，带着偏见，会在研究这一切。
Now, because I do believe there is a God,
因为我的确相信神的存在。
I think science is very valuable.
所以我相信科学是很有用的。
Because science is a way of learning about our Creator.
因为科学是认识我们神的其中一个途径。
We learn about how He has made us.
我们从科学可以学习到神怎么创造我们。
And about how His creation works.
他的所造之物是怎么运转的。
And as we've been studying in the book of Genesis,
正如我们在创世纪所看到的。
We have that responsibility as humans.
我们身为人有这样的责任。
To protect and take care of the creation as managers under God.
要在神手下做管家，要管理，要保护神所造的万物。
So if we believe in God, it doesn't mean that we don't think science is important.
所以我们相信神。
When we believe in God, we still think science is important.
我们相信科学还是很重要啊。
But we just are recognizing this.
那我们要认识到。
That science does not answer questions.
科学不能回答一些问题。
Like, why am I here?
譬如我为什么活在世上。
What is my purpose in being here?
我人生的目的何在。
Or is there a God?
或者神是否存在，科学解答不了。
But science can be a wonderful instrument.
但科学可以做一个美好的器具，器皿。
Of fulfilling our responsibility.
能够帮助我们尽我们的本分。
To know God's creation better,
来更深的认识神所造之物。
And to use it better for His glory.
而且好好的利用神所造之物来荣耀他。
So, if you are here today and you are a scientist,
如果你今天在这里，你是个科学家。
Or you are a mathematician.
或者你是个数学家。
One of the pastors in our church is a mathematician.
我们教会中其中一个牧者是一个数学家。
He is a college professor.
他也是个大学教授。
Who has his PhD in mathematics.
他在数学，他有数学博士学位。
And every day he goes into the office.
天天他来上班啊。
And he studies studies mathematics.
在学习数学。
And he publishes papers.
他也出了很多的这些什么。
And he teaches students.
论文。
And he teaches students.
他还教导很多学生。
But he's doing all these things.
但他教导这些呢。
And he's seeing the glory of God in the order of the universe he has made.
他看到神所造的万物当中的次序的当中看到神的荣耀。
So science will not contradict God's word.
所以科学不会与神的话产生矛盾的。
When we understand science correctly.
当我们正确明白科学的时候。
But if we come to science with our own ideas.
如果我们已经有先入为主的一些观念。
And we say, really, I don't think there's any God.
我比如说我不相信有神。
And really, all there is to this whole world is molecules.
这全世界都是这个分子、原子组成的。
And chemicals.
这些化学。
Then we will see science through that worldview.
我们会从这样的世界观来研究科学。
But what a sad and helpless worldview that is.
但是那是一个何等悲观、何等就是没有指望的世界观。
In fact, we cannot even really live that worldview out.
其实这样的世界观我们根本活不出来。
Because we all know down deep.
因为我们内心深处都知道。
That we are not just made of molecules.
我们不是分子组成的。
And that other people are not just made of molecules.
其他这些人也都不是物质的人而已。
We all know there's a big difference.
我们知道这有很大的不同。
Between cutting down a tree.
就是在砍树和。
And killing a person.
和杀人之间有天渊之别。
Why do we know that?
我们怎么知道？
Because we know down deep there is a God.
内心深处我们良心中知道神的存在。
And that as humans we are responsible to him.
我们身为人类我们要向他交账的。
We know that murder is wrong.
我们知道杀人不对。
Because we are not just molecules.
因为我们不是物质。
There is a great purpose to this world.
这世界被造是有目的的。
And so therefore life matters.
因此生死是攸关的。
And death matters.
生死攸关。
And science matters.
科学也是很重要的。
I hope that helps.
盼望这样的回答有帮助。
Yeah, please go. Please go.
我问一个问题。
He's got a question.
就是讲到了第二章婚姻呢。
The second chapter regarding marriage.
Of Genesis.
Genesis.
24节，第二章。
24. Yeah. I will leave. That's why.
就是因此人要离开父母与妻子联合。
Man will leave his parents and be united with his parents.
Genesis 2 what?
Yeah, 2:24.
二章。
2:24. Genesis 4.
Yes.
啊，这里边因为讲到了婚姻呢，涉及到人应该做的事情，就是要离开父母，和妻子联合。
Yeah, leave the parents, be united with the parents regarding marriage.
那么这里边离开和联合是非常的重要。
So leaving and be united, these are two important things.
能把那个离开和联合具体的讲一下。
Can youTalk about it more concretely. What is leaving? What is cleaving?
Okay. So, the question is from Genesis chapter 2, verse 24.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. 好，是2章24节的问题是啊，创世纪。
That in marriage,
在婚姻当中,
a man is to leave his father and mother,
人要离开父母,
and to be joined to his wife,
与他妻子联合。
And those two, husband and wife, become one.
这二人就是夫妻要成为一体。
So, what all does that mean?
这个到底意味着什么？
Let me say this.
让我这么说好了。
That every couple
每一对夫妻
is going to be somewhat different.
都不一样啊。
Your circumstances are going to be different.
你的环境跟别人不一样。
Your parents are going to be different.
你的父母跟别人不一样。
But this truth is always going to be true.
但有一个真理永不改变啊。
So, when a man and woman marry,
就是婚，当一对夫妻结婚了。
These two people,
这两个人呢，
become one,
成为一体。
They are one in covenant.
他们有一个约把他们连在一起。
Immediately.
立刻因着约。
Because they have promised to each other.
因为他们彼此承诺。
To be husband and wife.
要做夫妻。
Until they die.
直到死才分开。
However, the process of becoming one.
但是这个成为一体的过程呢。
Takes time.
需要时间。
My wife and I,
我跟我的妻子,
just celebrated our 20th anniversary.
我刚刚庆祝了20年的周年纪念。
And I'm very thankful for that.
我为此很感恩。
But, it was not always easy.
但是不见得一帆风顺。
I came from a family with two other brothers.
我家里头还有另外两个兄弟啊。
And she came from a family with two sisters.
她家庭里头还有两个姊妹。
So I did not know how girls work.
我不知道女人怎么生活的。
And she had no idea how rough boys were.
她也不懂男人有何等粗糙。
And so, counsel other couples who are getting married,
当我辅导其他那些要结婚的夫妻的时候,
I tell them that for us, the first year of marriage was the hardest.
我告诉他们，我们结婚的头一年是最难度过。
So not to be surprised if it's difficult.
所以如果你结了婚有困难，你不要惊讶。
You have two people.
这两个人呢、啊、
with two different backgrounds.
他们有不同的背景。
Grew up in two different households.
在两个不同家庭中长大。
Two different personalities.
不同的两个性格。
Who are becoming one.
要成为一体。
And that's not easy.
这不容易。
And so when my wife and I would argue,
so 我们夫妻有时候吵架的时候啊,
and she would cry,
她会哭,
I would think, oh, she's just trying to win the argument.
我会说，嗯，她想要借这个来吵赢。
So I was wrong.
我错了，当然。
I had to learn that women are just like God said.
我必须学习到女人就像神所说的。
The weaker vessel
是软弱的器皿。
To be treated with honor
要尊重她。
To be respected
要对她好。
And to be loved
要爱她。
And the way to lead
你要带领家庭的方式呢
is not through being some strong man who yells
不是像一个军官一样的发号施令。
But the way Jesus led
那像耶稣这样的带领家
庭。washed his disciples' feet.
当他洗门徒脚这样带领。
We are to lead through serving.
我们要借着服侍来带领家庭。
Through being strong for our wives, yes.
是我们要为我们的妻子站起来要强壮更强壮。
But never crushing our wives.
但不要压抑我们的妻子。
Never trying to force, our personality on them.
不要强加于我们的妻子。
Because God has made marriage to be a wonderful thing.
因为神使婚姻如此的美好。
And when we obey Him,
是当我们顺服神的时候,
these two people,
这两个人呢,
become one unit,
就成了一体了。
And they are stronger together,
两个人在一起更强壮。
Than they ever could have been apart.
比他们分开来好得多了。
My ministry is so much better.
我的服事有了他好得多得多了。
Than it would have been without my wife.
比我单打独斗好多了。
And so I have things to learn from her.
所以我从他有很多要学习的地方。
We both have things to contribute to the marriage.
我们两个人对我们的婚姻都有贡献。
And so this is the wonderful plan of God in marriage.
这是神在婚姻中美好的计划。
That we are to cling together.
我们要成为一体联合。
Even when there are difficulties.
就算有难处。
My pastor told me,
我的牧者告诉我,
when we were about to get married,
当我们要结婚的时候,
never to even use the word divorce.
连离婚这个词啊,提都甭提。
Because we have made a covenant.
因为我们已经立了约了。
That we will be together for our lives.
我们这一辈子就是要在一块儿。
And so it is wrong.
所以,
for us to say,I'm going to divorce you.
我甚至提到离婚这个词就都不对。
Because I don't like the way you're doing this.
因为我不喜欢你做这个事，我跟你离了。
Or because we're arguing about this.
或者我们跟有什么不同的意见就提离婚。
Your spouse ought to feel your commitment.
你的配偶应该要感觉到你的委身在婚姻中。
And they need to feel the commitment most. when you disagree the most.
当你们意见最不同的时候，他更需要感觉到你的委身的情操。
In that first year of marriage,
你结婚的那个头一年，
I remember my wife telling me,
我记得我妻子跟我说，
I don't even like you right now.
我现在不喜欢你。
But you know, my wife earned my trust.
你知道我的妻子赢得我的信任。
So that I actually trust her.
所以我信任她。
In our marriage,
在我的婚姻中我信任他,
more than I trust myself.
比我自己更信任我自己。
And this is a wonderful thing.
这是一个美好的一个纹身。
That when we disagreed most,
当我们意见最不合一的时候,
she showed her commitment the most.
她反而把她的纹身更加的表现出来。
But in order for this to happen as it ought to in a marriage,
但是要在婚姻中要这样发生的话
，It means God says that it means leaving your parents.
圣经说这意味着你要离开父母。
It means that you must be your own new family unit.
意思就是说你必须建立一个自己的家庭的单元。
You have a responsibility before God.
你在神面前你要担当责任。
As your own family unit.
你要成为自己的新的这个家庭的主人。
To make decisions that will honor God.
你要做决定，荣耀神的决定。
And to make decisions together.
你们要一起做决定。
As you become one.
当你们成为一体，一个新的单元。
And so it is wrong to allow that responsibility to remain with someone else.
所以你把那个这个做家庭责任这个责任推给别人是不对的。
To look to your parents and say, you make this decision for me.
推给父母，你的父母，哎，爸妈，你替我做决定，不能。
God says,
神说，
you do not have that privilege.
你没有这样的特权了，不能了。
Of allowing someone else to make your decisions for you.
你不能叫别人替你做决定。
Should you, honor your mother and father?
你应不应该尊重你的父母，孝敬他们呢？当然。
Absolutely.
当然。
And in fact, we're going to talk more about that as we get further into the book of Genesis today.
今天我们看创世纪后面的章节，我们会看到。
We are always to honor our mother and father.
我们总需要孝敬父母。
Even if they are unbelievers.
就算他们不信主也好。
Treat them with respect.
我们要尊重他们。
Honor them with our decisions.
我们一切的决定都要想到他们。
Honor them financially if need be.
如果需要的话，在经济上我们要帮助他们。
To take care of them when they get older.
照顾他们，他们老的时候要尽孝。
But we cannot pass off our responsibility.
但我们不能够推卸我们自己的责任。
And allow them to make decisions for us.
不能让父母亲代替我们做决定。
And if you're a parent,
如果你是父母
who has married children,
你的儿女结婚了。
It means that it is wrong for you to try to make decisions for them.
那如果他们结了婚，你替他们做决定，你就不对了。
Can you offer them counsel?
你可不可以辅导他们呢？
Absolutely.
当然可以。
In fact, you must do so.
而且你应该，你也必须要。
You're a Christian.
你是基督徒。
You're obligated to share Christian counsel with anyone.
你有责任辅导任何人，帮助任何人。
Especially your own children.
特别是你的儿女，你要辅导。
But can you make them do what you want them to?
但是你能不能够强迫他们或者是指使他们呢
？The Bible says that's not appropriate.
这是不对的。
Because this new family,
因为它是一个新的家庭
，is responsible before God.
他们在神面前自己要担当自己的责任。
Now I'm thankful that my wife has been so good about this.
我很感恩我的妻子在这方面很好。
Because when I was growing up, my father was disabled.
因为当我长大的时候，我爸爸是残疾人。
He had a nervous disorder, so that most of my life he was not able to work.
他神经有一些问题，所以我这一辈子长大。
So my mother had
大多数时间她不能工作。
My mother had to work to provide for the three her three sons.
所以我妈妈必须上班来供应我们家庭的需要。
And it was very hard for her.
对我母亲而言很难。
And we were pretty poor growing up.
我们长大的时候家庭比较贫穷。
So when we married,
所以当我们结婚了。
I told my wife, I asked my wife,
我跟我妻子说,
we may one day have to help out my parents.
有一天我们也需要帮助我们的父母。
And, that's exactly what happened.
的确如此，果然如此。
After we had been married about 4 years,
我们结婚四年之后,
my parents lost the home that, that they had been living in.
我父母亲失去了他们住的房子。
And my wife, was so gracious.
我的妻子非常的有恩典，乐意帮助。
And we invited my parents to come and live with us.
我们就邀请父母亲住在我们家里。
And that has been one of the greatest blessings of our marriage.
这是我们婚姻当中其中一个最大的祝福。
My father lived with us for about 5 years.
我父亲跟我们生活大概五年的时间。
Before he passed away.
然后就过世了。
And my mother still lives with us.
我母亲仍然与我们住在一块。
And I'm thankful that we can be there to help her.
我们很感恩，我们可以在那儿帮助妈妈。
To provide for and protect her.
供应她，让她年纪大了可以保护她。
But I'm also thankful for the wisdom of my wife.
那我也为着我妻子的智慧感恩啊。
And the wisdom of my mother.
我妈妈的智慧。
That they have been very careful to always recognize that these are two different families.
他们知道这两个不同的家庭。
That Cho and I must make decisions that honor God.
我们夫妻俩必须做荣耀神的决定。
Although we are trying to be thoughtful of how these decisions will affect my mother.
尽管我们考虑到我们做的决定会怎么影响到我们母亲。
But mother is not trying to tell us what to do.
那我母亲也不会指手画脚。
And so this has been a great blessing.
对我们而言，这是一大祝福。
In fact, the way that we're able to come up, to this trip,
其实我们这回能够来到你们当中,
is that my mother is watching all four of our kids.
因为我妈妈在照顾这四个孩子，我们才能来。
So it can be a wonderful blessing.
其实可以成为一个很大的祝福啊。
When we honor our parents,
当我们尊重父母。孝敬父母。
And when two people become one.
那这两个人又成为一体。
But it must be done in the way that God tells us.
但必须按着神的方式来做。
I hope that's helpful.
盼望对你们有帮助。
Yes.
我想问问那个核心的问题就是那个想问一下作为一个牧者怎么看那个得救的问题。
My central question is, being a pastor, how do you look at the question of salvation? Two kinds of people. The background. One is the kids grown up in the church. They have a lot of knowledge. They all say they believe. The second kind.Are Christians, but they may sin habitually. The easy fall into. They entangled in it. OK, 这两个问题啊，第一个是什么？
第一个是教会
救恩，
什么？对，
他第一个问题是有关救恩的问题。这个救恩是两部分人，一部分人是从国在教会当中长大的小孩子，另外一部分呢就是在教会里，就是有一直有就是很难悔改的这些，
是
有些
怎么知道他们得救？
对。
How can you be sure they're saved? There are two kinds of people in the church. One has grown up in the church, the other are entangled in sin habitually. So how can you be sure they're saved? That's the first question. They all say they believe.
Both are not living
一个问题一个先回答第一个好吧好那第二个再说等一下再问 OK let's answer the first question first
I'm still not clear on the first question.
Okay,
so you're saying
there are two kinds of people.
Two kinds of people, both not serving God.
But they both claim to be Christians.
Okay.
One are the kids who are grown up in the church.
Okay.
The other are nominal Christians who are entangled in sin habitually.
But the children grew up in church. They also are not serving God.
Well, they claim to be Christians. How can you be sure they're saved?
like how to discern to grow up in the church to be a true believer.
Ah, okay. Oh, that's a good question. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Let me answer that and let me answer that by beginning with this.
让我这么开始回答吧。
The Bible first and foremost tells us to examine our own hearts.
圣经呢，首先叫我们来反省自己的心。
As to whether or not we are saved.
我们自己是否真正得救。
That we must be trusting in Christ for salvation.
我们必须信靠基督来得救。
We must recognize that we are sinners.
我们必须认识到自己是罪人。
We must recognize that we have been forgiven for a million offenses before God.
我们必须要认识到我们因此犯的成千上万的罪都被神赦免。
And no matter how long we've been a Christian,
不论我们信主多久,
God is still forgiving us.
神仍然在赦免我们。
Every day.
天天在赦免我们。
So that should shape the way that we look at other people.
这样的认识应该能够帮助我们怎么对待别人。
When we look at other people, we should not be trying to find fault with them.
当我们看别人的时候，我们不应该挑他们毛病。
We should not be judging other people's hearts.
我们不应该论断他们的心态。
Saying, I don't like the way you did that.
我不喜欢你这么做事儿，或者。
So you must not be really saved.
你一定没得救，不要论断别人。
I don't like that you disagreed with me.
你不同意我的意见。
Or even that you disagreed with me on some Bible truth.
就算一些圣经的真理 ，you disagree. 你不同意我。
And so you must not be saved.
所以你没得救，不要去论断啊。
However,
但是呢,
we of course must be careful.
我们当然必须要小心啊,
that the Church of Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督的教会啊,
is honoring Jesus Christ,
必须要荣耀基督,
with our lives.
我们的生命要荣耀他。
And that is whether the person has grown up in church,
不论这个人在教会长大也好,
or if they're a brand new believer,
或者刚刚信主也好。
We must be teaching everyone.
我们必须教导个人。
That our lives must reflect the word of God.
每个基督徒的生命必须要反映出神的话语。
Will we do this perfectly?
要彰显神的荣耀。我们不是全完美吗？当然，我们不完全。
But we should be striving for that.
但我们应该以这个为目标。
And so, if any person.
所以，如果任何人。
Is walking away from the plain teaching of Scripture.
远离了神话语清楚的教导。
Then we must rebuke them.
我们必须要责备他们。
And when I say the plain teaching of Scripture,
当我说圣经清楚教导的时候呢
？I mean the plain teaching of Scripture.
我的意思就是指圣经白纸黑字清楚的教导。
I don't mean my interpretation on some little point of Scripture.
我指的不是我对哪一些圣经的一些观点的一些次要的观点的认识。
Or even my interpretation of some important doctrine that is not essential to the gospel.
或者对福音不是关键的一些次要问题的我的个人观点。
If a person is affirming the essentials of the gospel,
只要一个人他肯定福音的核心。
And they are trying to obey the teaching of God's word.
他们在试图要遵行神的话语。
Then we must be gracious and forbearing with one another.
我们必须彼此包容，我们要宽待别人。
Recognizing that my interpretation of Scripture is not perfect.
认识到我对圣经的解释不见得十全十美。
And someone else can disagree with me.
别人可以与我意见不同。
And still be following the Holy Spirit.
但仍然在遵行圣灵的教导。
Now, for children who are growing up in the church,
以至于那些在教会里长大的孩子呢?
That is a very difficult question.
这是一个很难的问题啊。
Because I have four children.
因为我有四个孩子。
And children want nothing more than to please their parents.
孩子要的就是要讨父母喜悦了。
And I'm a pastor.
我又是个牧师。
And so my children from very early have seen me baptizing people.
所以我的孩子从小看到我给别人受洗。
As they make their profession of faith in Jesus Christ.
看的，所以他们就觉知信主了。
And so when my oldest son was two,
就我大儿子才两岁。
He was already baptizing things in the bathtub.
他已经在洗澡间里头给东西受洗了。
And since he has been 2 years old, he's been asking me to be baptized.
所以他自从两岁开始，他就要求要受洗。
And I think he really means it.
我相信他很真诚的。
His heart seems to be genuinely touched by the truth of the gospel.
他的心呢，似乎被神的福音真正的感动的。
He seems to genuinely repent when we confront him with God's word.
当我们用神的话语责备他的时候，他也似乎真诚的要悔改。
He still disobeys a lot.
当然他常常也不顺服了。
He's a sinner.
他也是个罪人。
But I think that he, now he's 12 years old.
现在是12岁了。
And I think that he, desires to serve God.
他也巴不得能够服侍主。
However,
但是
I was baptized when I was 10 years old.
我十岁我就受洗了。
And I have mixed feelings about it.
我心里头有不同的感觉。
I think I was genuinely saved.
我想那时候我真正得救了。
And so I wanted to follow God.
而且我也真正想要跟随主。
And I was baptized.
我受了洗了。
But I also was still very young.
但那时候我实在也太年轻了。
And I was very immature.
我还很不成熟。
And so I had a lot of struggles.
所以我有很多的挣扎。
As I mentioned, even in university.
正如我说的，甚至在大学的时候，我。
So I have, been praying a lot.
所以我一直在祷告。
About how to discern when the right age is.
到底是什么时候才是恰当的时机。
And I definitely do not think it's just one age for every child.
我想对每个孩子而言啊，年龄不一样。
But for each child,
每个孩子呢,
to prayerfully discern,
你要好好祷告，然后分辨,
when they are ready,
到底什么时候他应该受洗，应该,
because I don't want them to get in the habit of saying no to God,
因为我不要总是对神说不。
When God says believers ought to be baptized,
当神说，哎，你信了就应该受洗。
And if they want to be baptized,
如果他们想要接受洗礼,
I don't want to just tell them year after year after year no.
我也不愿意一年又一年告诉他们不行不行不行。
On the other hand, I don't want them to enter into this lightly.
我也不要他们轻易的进到。
Not even yet really understanding all the commitment that is going to be involved.
还不明白有什么样的一些委身的条件，他们就轻易的。
And so I would be very prayerful and careful.
所以我会非常的谨言慎行。
About children who have grown up in the church.
这些孩子们在教会长大。
Helping them to with good questions.
我要用很好的问题来帮助他们。
To make sure that they understand.
来肯定他们真正明白。
The gospel.
福音是什么。
And what their responsibility is before God.
他们在神面前责任哪些。
And then discerning that child's, commitment.
然后分辨到底这个孩子在神面前的委身的程度。
And that child's maturity,
他的成熟的程度,
before allowing them to make such an important decision,
然后再允许他们做这样重要的决定。
But back to your original question,
回到你从前的问题了。
So you have people who have grown up in the church,
你有人在教会中长大。
And you have people who, I guess, have not grown up in the church,
还有一些人是 没有背没有基督教背景。
The question of whether they are saved
到底他们得救没有这个问题呢
has nothing to do with whether they grew up in the church.
跟他们是不是在教会长大毫不相干。
Growing up in the church does not make you a better Christian.
你在教会长大不见得成为更好的基督徒。
And it does not change God's words or commands to you.
也不改变神对你的要求。
So we observe each person's life.
是我们在每个人生命中所观察到的。
Out of a humility recognizing we are sinners ourselves.
我们自己谦卑地认识到自己也是罪人。
That we do not have perfect understanding of God's word.
我们对神的话语的认识也不是绝对的。
But there are commands that are clearly taught in scripture.
在圣经里头也有清清楚楚的吩咐。
And if this person is saying, I don't care what God says,
如果有人说我才不在乎神说什么,
clearly in his word,
神清楚地教导他,
and they are going to live that way no matter what,
他们就要为所欲为抵挡神的话的话,
they are not willing to repent,
他们不愿意悔改的话,
then it is our responsibility as the church,
那我们身为一个教会我们有责任了,
to discipline that person,
要实行教会纪律,
by removing them from the church,
要把他赶出教会。
In doing that, we are not saying that we are able to see people's hearts.
我们这样做不是说我们可以看到他的心态如何。
But what we are saying to this person,
那我们对这个人乃是对他说呢,
is that I can no longer affirm to you that you're a Christian.
我不敢肯定你是不是基督徒了。
You are not living like a Christian.
因为你没有活出基督徒的样式。
Even though with your words you may still say you're a Christian.
尽管你嘴巴说你是基督徒。
And so we must be willing to remove that person from the church.
所以我们必须把这样的人赶出教会。
So that the glory of God is not stained by this person's life.
好，叫神的荣耀不被玷污，因着他的生活被玷污。
But Paul says that even when we do that,
保罗说，甚至当我们这样做的时候，
we are doing that not just for the glory of God,
我们不仅是为了神的荣耀，
but for the good of the person being disciplined,
而且为那个受管教的人本人的益处。
We must still love this person.
我们必须仍然爱这个弟兄。
Be praying for this person.
为这个人，让求主让他悔改。
It is never appropriate for us to discipline someone just because we're angry with them.
我们不是因为恨他或者发他脾气才把他赶走。
Or because we disagree with them.
或者不同意他。
But we discipline them because we can no longer say to them, I can affirm that you're a Christian.
我们管教他的目的是因为我不敢肯定他是不是基督徒。
And God says that when we do this,
圣经说当我们这样做的时候，
God may use that in this person's life.
神也许这样子在他心中动工，
to remind them that they are no longer living like a Christian.
来提醒他们，哎，他活得不像基督徒了。
That they do not have biblical assurance of their salvation.
所以他们不再有合乎圣经的确据让他们知道自己是基督徒。
And that reality
这个事实呢
may bring them to repentance.
也许可以使他们悔改。
And if it does,
如果能够使他们悔改的话，
then the church should be the happiest place for them.
那教会应该是他们最欢喜。
We should welcome them back with warm arms.
我们应该敞开双臂欢迎他们回家。
Saying praise God that you are repentant.
感谢主你悔改了。
Now that you are living a different kind of life.
现在你生命改变了。
We can receive you back.
我们可以接纳你了。
And we are so thankful for you.
我们为你感恩。
I hope that helps.
盼望有帮助啊。
Okay.
As we read the Bible, including Genesis, starting from Abraham, Moses, Paul, etc., God would tell them, this is where you should go, that's what you should do. Go to that city or that place.
But
for us, common rank and file Christians,
would
God still speak to us, call wherever you would like to go, you may?
It's from Montreal.
Keep
it following if they should come to
Montreal.
Okay.
We are a place
where you
speak French.
Ah, wonderful. God is telling you to move to Toronto.
神吩咐你要搬到多伦多来。
No. 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 No, I'm not serious.
不，我开玩笑，开玩笑。
No. No, no, I'm not serious.
我开玩笑。
This is a very, very good and important question.
这是一个很好而且很重要的问题啊。
How do we discern God's will?
我们怎么分辨神的旨意？
You mentioned how God led people in the Old Testament.
你提到在旧约圣经，神怎么引导人？
And even in the New Testament.
甚至在新约里面。
But I think sometimes we can get a wrong idea even about those people.
但有时候我们对这些人甚至都有错误的认识。
For instance, I was struck by this as I have been studying through the book of Genesis.
譬如我当我查考创世纪的时候，我印象深刻。
It is true that God called Abraham to leave his homeland.
没错，神呼召亚伯拉罕离开他的父家。
And then that he wants him to go to the promised land.
神要亚伯拉罕去到应许地。
But the interesting thing is,
但有趣的是。
Once he is there in the promised land,
一旦亚伯拉罕到了应许之地,
he is wandering around for years.
他在应许地流浪了好多年,
sometimes decades,
有时候甚至十多二十年了,
without hearing some voice from God.
他都没有听到神的声音哎。
And so even Abraham,
甚至亚伯拉罕,
had to be faithful in the day-to-day decisions.
每一天都要尽上自己的本分,
to follow after God,
要天天跟随神,
to obey God's word,
要顺服神的话语,
that God had clearly revealed to him.
那些神已经清楚指示他的话, 他天天,
the same thing is true of Paul.
保罗也是啊。
Paul even desired to go some places.
有时候保罗想要去一些地方,
and then God would not allow that to take place.
神的灵不允许他去那里。
So even with the Old Testament and New Testament leaders,
甚至旧约新约的这些教会领袖这些英雄人物,
their daily life was not characterized by God telling them everything to do.
他们每天发生的事不是说神告诉你这个告诉你那个不是的。
They had to pray.
他们必须天天祷告。
They had to trust the God's word that was revealed to them.
天天信靠神已经启示给他们
的话语。And be faithful to it.
天天尽忠职守。
And so, So we have God's word.
我们已经有神的话了。
In a way, we have more of God's word than Abraham ever had.
我们比亚伯拉罕有更多神所启示的话语。
That's why Peter says,
所以彼得说,
that the Old Testament prophets,
旧约的先知,
long to see the day that we see in the New Testament.
巴不得看到我们这些新约的圣徒所,
we have more divine revelation than they had.
我们所有的神的启示多过他们所有的。
But just like they did not have God speaking to them every day.
正如他们没有神天天向他们说话。
In some audible voice.
就是每天神有声音向你说话。
We do not have God speaking to us in an audible voice every day.
今天我们也是这样。
So I'm going to try to describe godly decision making with three principles.
我要试图告诉你怎么样子做金钱的决定，用三个原则。
Every decision we make,
我们做的每个决定
needs to include these three principles.
都必须包括这三个原则。
First of all, it needs to be biblical.
第一，必须合乎圣经的。
God has revealed His will to us in His Word.
神借他的话语已经把他的旨意向我们显明了。
And even though it does not give us such detail that we know we need to turn left or right when we leave the house today.
圣经当然没有告诉我们这样子详细的，你今天出了门向右转向左转，没有这样子。
It gives us all the important details that we do need.
圣经给了我们所需要的重要的这些细节。
I know what I'm supposed to be longing for and desiring when I turn left or right.
当我转向左或向右的时候，我应该知道我应该要什么，我应该和睦什么。
I know what God wants me to live for when I turn left or right.
当我或向左或向右，神要我为什么而活。
Now God will never lead in any way contrary to His word.
神不会引导我们走违背他话语的路。
So let me give you an example that is not good.
给你一个不好的例子，负面的。
I've seen many young people do this.
我看到很多年轻人哦。
That they meet some handsome young man or pretty girl.
遇到一个年轻漂亮的姊妹或者一个帅哥。
Who's not a believer.
他还没信主。
And they say, well, this person's so nice.
哎呀，这个人真好啊。
And this person loves me.
这个人也爱我啊。
And I love them.
我也爱他们啊。
And God seems to have brought us together.
神似乎把我们带到一块了。
So it just seems like God wants me to marry this person.
似乎神要我跟他结婚。
But God has already said in His Word that we are never to marry an unbeliever.
我们跟不信的不可同父异了。
So we don't have to wonder about that.
这点上我们没必要犹豫不决。
So we have to be always making every decision according to God's Word.
我们必须做每个决定按着神的话语的吩咐来做。
It must be biblical.
必须合乎圣经。
But it also must be prayerful.
第二必须凭着祷告。
We cannot look at God's word and expect that if we are not praying, God will lead us.
我们不能只读神的话语而不祷告，然后就期盼神会带领我们。
Prayer makes a difference.
祷告的确是会带来不同。
God promises to answer when we ask.
应许了，当我们求的时候，他会回应我们的。
He promises to open doors when we knock.
当我们敲门的时候，他应许会开门。
He promises that we will find when we search.
当我们寻求他的时候，他应许了他会让我们找到。
And so we must be continually coming to God and knocking on His door in prayer.
所以我们必须不断地来到神面前，继续地向他敲门，接着祷告。
And asking Him, Lord, if this is not the right decision.
然后祈求他主啊，这个决定对不对？如果不对的话,
then show me that.
求你显明。
And he may show us that in various ways.
他也许借着不同途径向我们显明。
I'll go in a little more detail in that in just a moment.
我等会儿会更详细讲啊。
But we must make every decision prayerfully.
所以我们必须带着祷告的心做每一个决定。
But the final thing is we must make every decision spiritually.
最后呢，我们必须做属灵的决定。
You see, even an unbeliever can read the Bible.
你看，甚至不信主人也可以读圣经啊。
And even an unbeliever can pray.
不信主人也会祷告啊。
There are people all over the world that are praying right now who do not believe in Jesus Christ.
此时此刻，全世界很多不信耶稣的人都在祷告。
We need the Spirit of God.
我们需要神的灵带领。
To make God's word speak to us.
他的灵可以使他的话语活过来向我们说话。
To shape our lives according to His word.
他按照他的话语来塑造我们的生命。
To lead us as we pray.
当我们祷告的时候，他的灵也会。
And the Holy Spirit Jesus promises He will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask.
神耶稣应许了他会赐圣灵给那求他的人。
So the Spirit of God will always lead according to God's word.
神的灵总会按着他的话语来引导我。
Never contrary to God's word.
永远不会违背他自己的话。
But the Spirit of God is living inside every Christian.
神的灵活在每一个信徒的心中。
God Himself is living inside every Christian.
神自己在每个神每个信徒的心里。
And He is promising to answer when we pray.
他应许了我们祷告的时候他要回应我
们。And so the Spirit of God may use a variety of things in our life.
所以圣灵也许借着我们生命中不同的一些因素。
To help us make wise decisions.
来帮助我们做出智慧的决定。
Here are just a few examples.
给你几个例子啊。
One is hard work toward a good goal. Hard work toward a good goal.
One
example of the way the Spirit leads us is through hard work toward a good goal.
Okay, 其中一个例子就是借着努力要达到一个美好的目的。
The Bible says that the man who finds a wife finds a good thing.
圣经说呢，找到贤妻的找到了好东西。
So when a young man comes to me and says, I want to be married.
所以当一个年轻人来找我说我想要结婚。
I tell him, you better be looking.
我说你要好好的寻找。
Be looking for a godly wife.
你要寻找一个敬虔的妻子。
We cannot, in other words, just read our Bible and pray.
我们不能够仅仅读经祷告，然后
and expect God to drop a wife in our lap.
期盼神从天上掉妻子到你，掉馅饼到你的。
I'll give you another goal.
你的怀中。
I'll give you another example of that.
再给你个例子。
When we adopted our four children,
当我们收养我们四个孩子的时候
all four of those children required lots of paperwork.
四个孩子都需要填好多表格才能够领养。
Especially from Russia.
特别是苏联特别难。
Reams and reams of paperwork.
哇一大堆的纸头哎呀呀。
So we could have read our Bible.
我们可以读圣经。
And prayed.
可以祷告。
And said, God, show us the child you want us to adopt.
是哇求你显明你要我们领养哪一个。
But I'll tell you how God answered that prayer.
但是我告诉你神怎么回答我们的祷告。
Is through us doing lots of paperwork.
借着我们填了好多表格。
Until, when we were finished doing the paperwork,
直到填完了表,
God sent us the picture of a little boy.
神才, 给我们一个小孩的照片。
And, he was offered to us to adopt.
然后他们就提议这个孩子给我们。
And we prayed about it.
我们就祷告。
And we said yes.
我说好。
And we went and got him.
我们就去拿他,
and we brought him home.
领养他。
So hard work toward a good goal. We cannot expect the Spirit to do everything for us.
所以我们需要努力要达到一个美好的目的。我们不能期盼圣灵为我们做这一切。
Another way that the Spirit does lead is through providential guidance.
另外一个神引导的方式是借着环境当中的护理。
God may open doors for us.
也许我们开一些门。
He may close doors for us.
关另一些门。
So, something that we may desire,
我们也许期盼一些好事
that seems to be good,
看起来是好事
it's not contrary to God's word,
不违背神的话
but God does not allow us to do it.
但神却关门不允许我们做
He shuts that door,
还不让我们做
We do not get that job offer,
我们譬如得不到这样的工作机会
Or the woman that we propose to says no.
或者我们想求婚的女孩向我们说不。
And that also may be God answering us.
这也许是神的回应我们的方式。
By closing doors that he does not want us to go through.
借着关上他不要我们经过的门。
Or allowing us to go according to his word.
或者按着他的话语他开。
And pursue a certain goal.
然后继续达到那个目的。
These are just some examples
这些不过是一些例子,
of how the Spirit leads us.
圣灵如何引导我,
but it's important to remember these three principles.
记得这三个原则很重要。
It will always be according to His word.
第一, 一定是按着他的话语,
and,
不会违背。
So for instance, Jesus says we are to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
譬如耶稣说你们要先求他的国和他的义。
So if we are seeking to promote ourselves,
如果我们要寻求自己的荣耀啊
we are seeking financial success,
或者我们在寻求经济上的成功发达
more than we are seeking God's glory,
超过神的荣耀的话
God is not leading in that direction.
神其实没有在这样引导我们
God always leads according to His word.
神总是按照他的话语在引导我们
But we also must be praying.
我们必须也要祷告
Recognizing we depend on God.
认识到我们时时刻刻要依靠他
We need God every day.
我们时刻需要他
And prayer is a recognition of that.
祷告就是在承认我们对他的需要
God, I need you today.
神啊，我今天需要你
Even though I have your word.
尽管我有你的话
I cannot obey you.
但我没有能力顺服你
Unless you help me.
除非你帮助我顺服
Biblically, prayerfully, And spiritually.
第一合乎圣经第二 what's the second?
Prayerfully.
祷告第三
and spiritually.
属灵的
Yeah, this is how
按着圣灵的引导
every decision will involve at least those three things.
每个决定至少就这三件事情是少不了的
But as you make your particular decision,
当你做你自己的那个特殊的决定的时候
know that God cares about your prayers.
你要知道神关心你的祷告，他在乎你的祷告。
He loves that you love him.
你爱他的话，他也在乎这个。
He loves that you want to honor him.
你要荣耀他，他也在乎这个。
And he will answer those prayers.
他会回应这样的祷告的。
Now he may answer them in a time different than you expect.
他也许他回答你的时候，跟你所期盼的时候不一样。
You may pray and say, Lord, open, show me where you want me to go.
也许你祷告主啊，让我知道你要我去哪。
Show me what it is you want me to do.
你要我做什么？
And you may be praying that for years.
你也许多年都这样祷告。
Because God's timing is different than ours.
神的时间跟我们不一样。
It doesn't mean that God is not answering.
这不是说神不回答。
But part of his answer is wait.
其中的他的一个回答就是
wait for my timing.
等到我的时候再。
Wait for me to tell you what to do.
等到我告诉你该做什么事。
This again is something we're going to see in the book of Genesis and just later today.
今天我们继续看到
创世纪。In the way that Noah interacts with God.
挪亚怎么跟神在互动
as he decides how and when to leave the ark.
当他决定什么时候要离开方舟。
He uses his own mind.
他用他自己的理性。
That God has given him.
神给他的理性。
So he doesn't try to leave the ark when there's water over the whole world.
所以全世界洪水还泛滥的不是时候。
But on the other hand, he waits on God's guidance.
那另一方面，他等候神的引导来离开。
And we must be willing to wait on God's timing.
我们必须也要愿意等候神的时间。
And on God's guidance.
也是等候他的引导。
Let me give you just a couple of examples.
让我再给你几个例子。
That hopefully will be encouraging to you.
盼望对你有益处。
Amy Carmichael is a well-known missionary.
一个很有名的传教士叫 Amy Carmichael.
She was used of God in India.
神在印度大大使用她。
To spread the gospel throughout a large section of India.
在印度的一个很大的一个地区传了福音。
She helped end the abuse of children in India.
她帮助那些受虐待的儿童。
And shared the gospel with the pagan land of India.
而且传福音给那些异教徒。
But as a young girl, as she was praying for God to lead her,
当她是一个年轻女孩的时候，她是向神祷告，
In the United Kingdom where she grew up,
在那个联合国她长大的地方。
She thought that God was leading her to Japan.
她以为神要带领她去日本。
And so she went to Japan.
所以她去了日本。
And she was there for a little while.
她在日本待了一段很短的时间。
Then God closed that door.
然后神把门关了。
And led her to India.
然后引导她去了印度。
She did not have any burden for India to begin with.
她起初对印度根本没负担。
But that's the door that God opened for her.
但是这是神为她开的门。
And she ended up living in India the rest of her life.
结果她这后半辈子就在印度待下去了。
So God also sometimes leads in stages.
所以有时候神也在不同的阶段不同的引导。
One decision at a time.
而且是一个一个决定一步步的引导。
He may not show you what you're going to be doing 10 years from now.
他也许不会告诉你十年后会发生啥事。
He may just tell you what you're supposed to do today.
他也许只告诉你今天你该做的事儿。
Not even tomorrow.
甚至明天都不知道。
Just today.
仅仅今天而已。
That is so hard.
哎呦，这不容易啊。
I struggle with that.
我有很多挣扎的。
I'm a planner.
我是一个喜欢做长期计划的人。
I like to have a vision for where I'm going.
我希望知道我将来要做什么事，有意向，我有哇，有抱负。
And how I'm going to get there.
我怎么样达到目的，有详细的计划。
It is so hard for me to wait on God.
所以对我来而言呢，等候神是何等的难。
I just say, God, come on, let's hurry up.
神啊，赶快加油，等不及了。
I have been very touched by a poem that an old English man wrote.
我一个英国的诗人呢，写了一首诗，我很感动。
His name was John Milton.
他名叫米尔顿。
And he wrote a poem about his own blindness as he began to lose his eyesight.
当他开始失明的时候，他写了一首诗歌。
In the poem, he says this.
这诗里头他写道。
God, how can you require service? How can you require me to serve you?
主啊，你怎么能够要求我服侍你？
Without giving me even the light that I need to see.
你不给我光。看见我怎么能够服侍你？
But then he says this.
然后他说，
I have learned.
我学到功课了。
That they also serve. who only stand and wait.
那些等候势力的人
sometimes,
也可以服侍。
Sometimes the hardest service that we do for God,
有时候我们给神最难的服侍就是
is not some great activity for God.
不是为神做什么轰轰烈烈的事儿。
It is just standing and waiting for God.
那是势力等候他。
Because God wants us to wait.
因为神要我们等候。
He wants us to depend on Him.
他要我们依靠他。
He wants us to learn the lessons that He's teaching.
他要我们学习，他要教导我们。
When He's ready,
当他做好了准备
He'll show us where He wants us to go.
他会指示我们当行的路。
God bless you.
神祝福你。Okay, almost time.
Sam, Sam had a
little bit of a
question.
Oh, Sam. Oh, okay. 再问一次，再问。
就是想问一下他们家里面特别有小孩子，或者说跟亲
戚。How do you lead family worship with kids and wife?
Oh, I love that question.
我很喜欢那个问题，答不完。
Because it's an important one.
因为是个很重要的问题。
And I want to tell you that I do not do that perfectly.
我要告诉你，我做家庭敬拜不是十全十美啊。
I want to do it better.
我巴不得做得更好。
So what I'm going to describe to you.
所以我跟你形容的、描绘的呢
？Is what I want to do.
是我愿意做的。
Not what I do every day.
而不是我天天已经做到的。
Let me start by saying this.
让我这样子开始。
You cannot lead your family if you yourself are not close to God.
如果你自己跟神不亲近，你不可能引导你的家庭。
You cannot help your wife love Jesus.
你不能帮助你妻子爱耶稣。
You cannot help your children love Jesus.
也不能够帮助你的儿女爱耶稣。
If you
如果你自己不先爱耶稣。
That's right out of Deuteronomy chapter 6.
这是生命记第六章。
Where God says,
神说
，You take the word of God into your own heart.
你要自己让神的话进入你的心
，and then you talk about God's word，
然后你才能够谈论神的话
，to your children and your family，
你跟你的家人、跟你的儿女
，wherever you go，
不论你到哪里去
，whether you're walking along the side of the road，
不论你在路上行走
，or whether you're going to bed，
或者你睡觉躺在床上
，wherever you are，
你不论在哪。
Talk to your children about Jesus.
你要跟你的儿女讲论耶稣。
Talk to your wife about Jesus.
你要跟你的妻子讲论耶稣。
But you must first have the word of God in your heart.
你首先你要把这话记在心上。
Otherwise, you will use the word of God.
否则你会利用神的话。
Like a whip on
就像个鞭子一样来鞭策他们。
Trying to get them to obey God's word.
你要迫使他们。顺服神的话
and they will hate God's word
他们就会反感神的话
because it is not coming out of a heart that loves God's word
因为不是从一个爱慕神话语的心而生发出来
so we must be very careful
所以我们自己要非常谨慎
to keep ourselves in God's word ourselves every day
我们要天天保守自己在神的话语当中
to love God
要尽心的爱神我们要自己爱神
but as we do that
当我们这么做的时候
We will fail.
当然我们会失败了。
Even in our personal devotion.
就算我们自己跟神的灵修当中我们也许会失败。
We may have a change to our schedule.
也许我们时间表改变。
That throws off all our plans.
把我们的计划都打乱了。
And we don't read our Bible that day.
我们那天没好好读圣经。
And we get to the end of the day.
我们到了那天末了。
And we forgot to pray.
我们忘得要祷告了。
And we have to just confess to God our weakness.
我们必须向神承认我们自己的软弱和失败。
And admit to Him that we fail also.
我们要承认我们自己也有失败。
And say, God, even though I haven't prayed to you today.
然后告诉他主啊，虽然我今天没好好祷告。
I'm going to pray to you right now.
我现在就祷告，就悔改。
And I'm going to ask your forgiveness.
求你赦免我。
I'm going to ask your help.
求你帮助我。
So we will fail.
是我们会失败。
Even in our personal devotion.
在我们个人的灵修，我们也会失败。
But we must strive.
但我们必须竭力的
to have personal devotion
要与神亲近要坐在他面前
but then as we do that
当我们这么做的时候
we need to be leading our family to love God as well
我们要带领我们的家庭也去爱神
there's a very good book that is written on this topic
在这个主题上有本很好的书啊
it's called Everyday what is it called? Everyday parenting, I think.
就天天教养。
maybe.
好像叫这个。
It may be called something else. But it's based on Deuteronomy chapter 6.
这是根据申命记第六章。
And these are two examples that I remember from that book.
从这本书里头我记得两个例子。
That have been a great help to me.
对我而言很大的帮助。
He begins by saying this.
他一开始这么说。
He said, I grew up in a Christian home.
我生长在一个基督教家。
And he said, I had my Sunday shoes
我有礼拜天穿的鞋,
that I wore to church on Sunday.
礼拜天我就去上教会,
very special.
是很特别的,
kept clean.
干干净净的,
looked good.
漂漂亮亮的,
and then I had my everyday shoes.
然后我还有每天穿的另外一双鞋,
that did not look good.
那个看起来马马虎虎,
had mud and dirt all over it.
肮肮脏脏,
and he said, when I grew up,
他说当我长大的时候,
I wore my Sunday shoes to church.
我礼拜天就穿那双鞋上教会,
and I wore my everyday shoes every other day.
其他日子我就穿那个普通鞋。
But the two were never supposed to mix.
但这两双鞋永远碰不到一块。
You do not wear your everyday shoes to church.
你不会穿普通鞋上教堂。
And you do not wear your Sunday shoes any other day.
那你也不会穿礼拜天的鞋在普通日子里。
And he said, if we're not careful,
如果不小心的话,
our lives are just the same.
我们的生命也是如此。
We have our Sunday life,
我们有礼拜天的生活,
where we go to church,
那天我们上教堂,
and we look all clean,
我们干干净净, 漂漂亮亮,
and then we have our everyday life,
然后我们还有每日的生活,
and we never mix them.
我们从来不把它混在一块,
we talk about God on Sunday,
我们礼拜天讲上帝,
but we don't talk about God the rest of the day,
平常就不讲上帝,
and we talk about all the stuff we like and care about the rest of the time,
其他时间我们讲其他的事情,
we never talk about that at church,
在教会里头从来不讲,
but we talk about it all the rest of the time.
那其他时间我们就讲那些我们喜欢的。
But that's not the way it's supposed to be.
但是其实不应该这样。
We are supposed to have what we do on Sunday.
我们礼拜天所做的事儿其实。
Is supposed to influence what we do every other day.
也应该影响我们每一天日常的生活。
And the struggles that we have on every other day.
我们每一天所有的挣扎。
We must be willing to talk about on Sunday.
我们必须也在礼拜天也要谈论它。
To admit to each other.
来向别人也向自己承认。
When someone asks us, how was your week?
当别人问你这礼拜怎么样了?
To say it was terrible.
哎呦，我不好受。
I struggled with temptation this week.
我这礼拜我面对试探时候有挣扎。
I did not feel close to God this week.
我跟神觉得好疏远哦。
Not just dress up in our tie.
不仅仅是穿上西装礼带。
And say, I had a great week.
我这礼拜很好啊。
Because who knows what that other person may be wrestling with?
那你谁知道另外一个人每天挣扎的是什么呢?
Maybe they had a terrible week.
也许他们整个礼拜都在挣扎。
Maybe they need to confess that to someone.
也许他们需要向别人承认。
Maybe they need help today.
也许他们今天需要别人的帮助。
And so we have to be willing to talk about God every day of our life.
所以我们必须每一天都谈论神。
So here's the second example from the book.
那本书里头还有第二个例子。
He said, so you're the father.
你现在做爸爸了。
And you have planned a picnic for your family.
你计划要带家人去旅游。
You are planning to have this special meal.
然后有一次吃一餐特别的饭。
Together at a park,
在一个公园里头,
with a playground,
在那里有游戏场啊,
where the children will have fun,
小孩可以, 放松,
and you and your wife can relax,
你跟你的妻子也可以, 放松,
and you've been talking about this for weeks,
你已经在计划了好几个礼拜,
your kids are excited about it,
你的儿女都很期盼着这个日子来到,
you're looking forward to it,
你也在等候的,
and then it rains,
突然那天下雨了,
and you are standing at the window with your son.
你站在窗户门前跟你儿子在一块。
And you are looking out at the rain.
你看到外头的雨。
And what you say next,
你下一句要说的话,
will tell your son what you really believe about God.
会显明到底你怎么。 你对神的信心如何?
Are you complaining about the rain?
你是否在埋怨?
About how your day was messed up?
你的计划怎么被打乱了?
Are you discouraged in all your, and he can see in your face that everything has just come to ruin?
他可以从你的表情看得出来一切都完蛋了一切都泡汤了
Or do you look to your son and you say, God is good?
还是你看着你儿子他说神是美好
And he has better plans than we do.
他为我们预备了更好的计划
We had planned a picnic.
我们计划要出去旅游
But God planned something else.
神对我们有不同的计划
And even though we may not be able to see it,
也许我们看不到神的计划如何美好
we know that his plan is better.
但我们知道的计划比我们的计划更好
You see, that is talking about God every day with your children.
这是每一天在向你的儿女教导神的话
So that is Deuteronomy chapter 6.
是申命记第六章
Talking about God whatever, wherever you are going, whatever you are doing.
不论你到哪儿去你躺下起来都要谈论神
You see a sunrise.
你看到太阳
That is beautiful.
美丽的日出
And you point your children to the beauty of the God who made it.
然后你就向你的孩子教导神所造的这一切的美好
You don't just say, isn't that sunrise beautiful?
你不会说哦这个日出太好了
You say, isn't God amazing?
哇神真是伟大
But he just paints this stuff in the sky
哎他把这个美好的景象画在天上
Just every morning
每一天
He brings the sun up every day
他每一天就叫太阳
Isn't God awesome?
哇神真奇妙
This is something my wife began even before we had children.
我们还没有儿女之前，我妻子就开始。
That has been a great blessing to our family.
这对于我们的家庭都是有祝福。
That any time we are driving down the road,
我们每次在路上开车
and we see an ambulance,
看到一个救护车。
Or a police or a fire truck.
或者那个叫什么火警那个什么救火车。
We stop and we pray for whoever that ambulance is for.
我们就停下来为那个车上的人祷告。
And we pray for whoever that fire truck is for.
不论那个救护车或者火警车救火车是为什么。
And we don't just pray that God will spare their life.
我们不仅是求神能够拯救他们的生命。
We pray that God will use this in their life.
我们就求神利用这样的事情使他们能够得救。
To draw whoever this is closer to God than they've ever been before.
遇难的人能够更认识神。
I tell you, I was made to appreciate that prayer.
我真是很欣赏这样的祷告，很喜欢这样的祷告。
So much more.
我现在更加的。
When an ambulance came for my father.
当那个
And he,
救护车来接我爸爸的时候
And he was dead.
他已经死了
And my mother was left by herself.
我妈妈留下守寡
It made me appreciate all the people around us that are hurting every day.
我就想到每一天在我周围受伤受苦的人
That we can ignore in our selfishness.
在我们的自私当中我们都忽略他们
But if you are praying for those people with your children,
但是如果你跟你的孩子们一起为这些人祷告
It teaches them to get outside of themselves.
就教导他们就是能够关心超越他们自己个人
To pray for others.
为别人祷告
pray for the salvation of others.
也为别人的救恩祷告
So real quick about family worship.
好最后再回到家庭敬拜。
So you're talking about God all the time.
你总是在谈论神。
But then it is also appropriate to have time set aside for family worship.
不但如此你也需要有时间特别留下来为你的家庭敬拜而保留的时间。
Just like you have time set aside for worship yourself with God.
就像你自己个人也有一段黄金时间与神亲近。个人领袖
I think it's very important here for the husband to be humble.
所以这里做丈夫的我想要谦谦卑卑很重要。
To be willing to listen and learn.
我们要听别人的意见学习别人。
Even while he is strongly leading.
尽管做男人的是在 在带领啊。
So early on in our marriage,
起初在我们的婚姻当中啊。
This was in that first year of marriage I was telling you about.
这是我讲的第一年，刚刚结婚的时候。
I said we're going to have family devotions and we're going to read through the Bible.
我跟我妻子说，我们要有家庭敬拜，我们要读经，读完这。
And there's nothing wrong with that exactly.
这个其实没有错。
But I was being insensitive to my wife.
但我对我的妻子有一些不敏感。
And just thinking that if we were doing my plan, then we were doing good devotions.
我以为只要照着计划安排去做，我们就在敬拜神，我们就在家庭敬拜。
And we were reading through lots of scriptures that I didn't have any idea what they were talking about.
我们读了好多经文，不晓得在讲啥。
And she didn't know what they were talking about.
她也不懂得她的意思。
And there's nothing magic about God's word that it just blesses you.
神的话没有什么特异功能能够祝福你的。
It would have been much better for me to carefully think about what will bless our family.
如果我仔细思考到底哪段经文能够祝福我们的家庭。
What will be helpful for our family?
我们对我们的家庭什么更有益处就更好了。
And similarly with your children.
你跟你的儿女也是如此啊。
To make sure that you are speaking on a level that they can understand.
你要跟讲话要照着他们的程度来讲。
Not just reading a lot of stuff.
不仅是读很多东西而已。
Even if it's from God's word.
就算是在读神的话。
If they don't understand it.
如果他们听不明白的话。
It's not helping them.
那其实一点帮助都没有。
It may be harming them.
其实也许在
because it makes them think. It makes them think I don't even know what the Bible's talking about.
因为这就会让他们想到我根本不懂圣经讲啥。
But rather to purposefully help your family love God's word.
所以你要有意识的帮助你的儿女、你的家人爱慕神的话语。
And understand God's word.
要明白神的话语。
So for us,
对我们而言
the time that has worked best.
那最好的时间呢
？To set aside for that，
最好黄金时间我们分别为圣的时间
，is dinner time，
是中午的时间，晚饭的时候。
We already are all around the table eating，
我们已经在饭桌前要吃饭了。
And so we try to make it a habit，
所以我们就形成一个好习惯。
That before anybody gets up from the table，
一个人没有离开晚餐之前呢
，and goes to do homework，
没有做。叫家庭作业之前呢
，or to wash the dishes，
或者洗碗之前呢
，we sit down and we have family worship。
我们一家人坐在那儿来敬拜。
Now I said we try to do that。
我说我试图那么做。
Because sometimes it's a crazy day。
有时候这一天非常忙碌，忙的。
We get to the end of the day and we have not had family devotion。
我们到了一天结束都没机会好好。
But don't let that discourage you。
但不要灰心。
Just make that a reminder。
继续提醒自己。
That tomorrow you need to be more careful.
明天要更小心。
Now, as our children have gotten older,
好，我们家孩子现在慢慢长大了。
Now they can read for themselves.
他们可以自己读圣经了。
Our older children can.
老大老二可以了。
I want them to learn to get into God's word themselves.
我巴不得他们能够自己读圣经。
And so, we have a children's Bible.
所以我们有一个儿童圣经啊。
Which I'm guessing is probably even translated into Chinese by now.
我想现在中文也有了。
It's called the Jesus Storybook Bible.
称之为耶稣故事圣经。
And what it does is it goes from Genesis to Revelation.
从创世纪到启示录。
Helping the children to understand how that the major stories of Scripture all point to Jesus.
帮助这些儿童明白圣经里每一个主要的故事都是在指向基督。
And in fact, by the way, it's very helpful for adults.
其实对成年人也大有帮助啊，其实。
There's a lot of times that I read that the read out of that book.
我往往读那本儿童圣经的时候。
And I end up crying.
我都哭了，我。
Because it just makes Jesus so beautiful.
因为是主。耶稣越来越得荣耀。
But it's told in very simple language.
用很简单的语言。
And so we use that for a long time in our evening devotion.
是像晚上的我们的家庭敬拜里，我们常常用这本书。
But now I have the children read it themselves in the morning.
现在我教我的孩子早上自己读。
In a devotion together.
他们自己一起的敬拜里头。
While they are eating breakfast.
让他们吃早餐的时候。
I want them to learn to make make a habit of reading God's word.
我要他们自己养成这样的好习惯来读经。
To be in God's word themselves.
自己要读圣经。
Not just to think, oh, when I grew up, Papa always read God's word.
不要说我长大之后，我爸爸从小的时候他读圣经。
But to grow up thinking I read God's word.
而是我自己读圣经了。
And so I think when your children get older.
所以我想当你孩子慢慢长大。
To encourage them to get into God's word.
你要鼓励他们自己读圣经。
Even if it's just in a very simple storybook Bible.
就算是一个很简单的圣经故事啊。
So that they can begin to think about God as their own God.
所以让他们能够认识到神是他们自己的神。
And devotion time as their own devotion time.
那个读经时间是他们自己的灵修时间。
I hope that's helpful.
盼望。
In addition to the evening devotion.
除了自己全家在一块。
Yeah, yeah, we still have the evening devotion as well.
对 ,OK.
不好意思，最后一个问题。OK， 那个就是作为孩子慢慢在成长，我们如何去？我当然读圣经是我们最重要的，但是他仍然有很多的其他的兴趣，他需要阅读。那么我们如何去帮他把握他的阅读？哪一些书？因为现在世界上充满了各样的非常邪恶的书，那么。但是作为家长呢，我们不可能每一本书都去帮他筛选。那么如何去帮他把握他的这个阅读
？Besides reading the Bible, they need to read others.Reading material. How can we help our children to make the choices as to what to pick to read?
What other
reading material to read besides the Bible? Helping children to select their reading materials.
Okay. Yeah. That's a very good question.
很好的问题。
It is the parents' responsibility.
父母的确有责任
to teach your children
来教导孩子
and to guard your children
而且保护孩子
and this is an area that I actually am very thankful for my wife about
这方面我对我的妻子我很感恩的
she will spend hours on the internet
她会花很长时间在网络上
looking carefully through books
会看那些书谨慎的
So that she can choose what books to purchase or to get from the library.
然后她知道哪些书可以买，然后从图书馆借来。
In order to help our children learn.
帮助我们的儿女学习。
Because we want them to learn about everything.
因为我们巴不得他们学到所有的知识啊。
We want them to learn about science.
有关科学方面。
We want them to learn about history.
历史方面。
We want them to learn a lot.
我们希望他们学到很多东西。
But we most want them to know God.
但是最主要我们的希望他们学习到上帝。
We don't want them to be reading things that will point them away from God.
是我们。不要他们读一些远离神的书。
And the same thing is true of videos.
同样的那些这个录像啊等等这些东西。
Or movies or whatever, or friends.
电影啊或者朋友啊各方面。
We cannot keep our children out from the sinful world.
我们不可能把孩子们让他们跟这个世界隔绝
They are sinners,
罪恶的世界隔绝因为他们自己也是罪人我们也是罪人
and they're surrounded by a sinful world.
周围也是罪恶的世界
But we can guard our children's hearts.
但我们可以保守我们儿女的心
We can teach them what is right.
可以教导他们什么是正确的
We can keep them from the ugliness of sinful thinking.
我们可以保守他们远离那个罪恶的思想的玷污
and show them the beauty of godly thinking
而且告诉他们什么是敬虔的思想的美好之处
and so again my wife and I we don't let them watch any videos that we have not watched first
我跟我妻子不会让我们的孩子看任何我们自己没有先看过的一些录像啊或者一些影片
now that's hard
这个不容易啊
Because it takes hours on the internet.
我们花好多时间自己。
Or it requires time from us.
我们自己需要花时间。
But it's time well spent.
这是值得花的时间。
Because we want to be sure that we are guarding our children's hearts.
因为我们要 要保守我们孩子的心，我们要肯定自己做到尽到本分。
This is an area where you also have to be gracious to other Christians.
在这方面呢，我们对别的基督徒也要宽容。
Because even in our own church,
因为甚至在我们自己教会里，
there are some parents who are more strict than we are.
有一些父母亲比我们更加严谨。
And there are some parents who are less strict than we are.
有一些比我们放得松一点。
And all trying to serve God.
都是想要尽心的服侍主。
So we don't want to make our children think, oh, that family is ungodly.
所以我们不要我们的儿女认为那个家庭怎么，不要论断别人。
Because they do something different than we do.
他们做的跟不一样，不要去论断人。
But we do tell them.
但我们的确教导我们的孩子。
We are trying to make choices.
我们在试图做一些决定。
For you.
为你来做决定。
That we think will be best for your soul.
我们相信对你的灵魂最有益处。
And so if someone else makes a different decision,
所以如果别人做的决定跟我们不一样呢？
Let's pray that God will bless them.
我们就祷告求主也祝福他们。
But this is the best decision we know to make.
但是这是我们在尽我们所能做我们的决定。
For our family.
为我们自己家庭做的决
定。So even though those children may be watching that video,
所以也许那些孩子在看那些录像。
We don't want you to watch that video.
那我们不要你看。
Because we just want what we think is going to be best for you.
因为我们相信我们做的决定是对你最好的。
Hope that helps.
希望有帮助。
You still have another question. Okay, keep it going.
真的是很感谢神。我们家女儿呢，最近正在读一本书，她觉得非常 confused。就那个书的作者名字我忘了，但是她写了一本很著名的书，叫《愤怒的葡萄》（Grapes of Wrath）。
Oh, Grape of Wrath, that's the writer. Their daughter is writing a book.
Yeah.
然后他帮助 this author from the Christian book list. 但是他那本书他是刚好是讲到那本书的名字叫 Eden, the East of Eden, 就是那个伊甸园以东。
East of Eden. I've heard of that.
然后他有很多的 confusion, 但是他那个作者的书呢我没有读过，但是我感觉有一点 subtle, 有一些微妙的不对的地方。但是很感谢神这一次的 Genesis answered all the questions. 所以这是为什么我在想这个问题。我们作为家长我们不肯，特别是当孩子大了以后，我们不可能每一本书去帮他 screen。但是呢，往往是这种打着基督徒，就是基督徒书的旗号的，往往会很微妙的把孩子领走。所以这个是我也不知道算不算是一个 question， 但是我只是想提出来，就是大家。
Some books written by so-called Christians、
yeah.
will mislead、
mm-hmm.
our children.、
Mm-hmm.
We need to be careful to、mm-hmm. screen them.
Yeah, amen.
Is it just a comment?
Yeah, that's true.、Mm-hmm. Yeah. My our oldest son has he has some disabilities.
我们大儿子有一些残疾了。
And so he goes to a school for children who have some of his disabilities.
所以他去一个特别的学校。
And it's not a Christian school.
不是基督徒学校。
And so this year they had some books that they were wanting the children to read.
今年学校要求这些孩子读一些书。
And so each of the books I would go through first and I couldn't read the whole book, but I would just get information about it online.And try to read excerpts from the book to understand what the book is about.
每一本学校的读书，我会先去了解，当然不可能细细读，但是要了解一些大致内容。
And then I prayed a lot.
然后我祷告了。
Because I don't want to be a constant problem for his teachers.
我不愿意给他的老师总是带来反对意见了。
But there were some books I did not want my son to read.
但有一些书我不要我的儿子读。
So I prayed and I called I emailed the teacher.
所以我祷告，然后我就发邮件给他的老师。
And I tried to be as gracious as I could.
我尽量客气一点。
And I just said, you know, we just do not want our son to read this book.
我告诉他们，我不愿意我儿子读这本书。
Here are some other books at his reading level that I would like for him to read.
有一些别的书，我希望能够取代，在他的程度上能够取代这些书。
And she was very gracious.
那个老师也非常的客气。
And said, that's no problem.
没问题。
You can just read that book.
你可以读你要他读的。
So it is a very difficult thing for parents.
对父母而言是很难啊。
I would just say, work a lot by researching all the books and things.
你要下功夫了解他读的书了。
And pray a lot.
你好好祷告。
And then discerning your own child's weaknesses and strengths.
你要知道你孩子的长处跟短处。
Because one nice thing about our son who is disabled.
对，但是对我这个残疾的儿子而言啊。
Is that some things, just sort of go right by him.
有一件好事就是很多事他不明白。
And, some things that would be, really dangerous for the younger children.
有些对那些弟妹的一些很危险的事。
He just ignores, doesn't even pay any attention to
him. 他根本满不在乎。
And so each child is different.
每个孩子也不一样。
And so just praying that God will give you wisdom for each child.
是求主给你智慧。
Yeah.
对每个人因材施教。
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. So, one of the books that I asked the teacher, to not, let my son read.
其中一本书我要求老师不要让我儿子读的就是。
She said, I'm willing to do that, but this will make it really difficult for him and everybody.
但是老师说呢，我愿意是愿意，但这样。
Because we're discussing this book in class.
因为在课堂上要讨论这本书。
So、she strongly encouraged me to you know, to let him read at least this one book. 所以
他的老师就强烈要求至少读这本书吧。
So what I tried to listen to this teacher. I know she cares about my son.
所以我就听这个老师的话，我知道他关心我儿子。
So what we did is we sat down with my son and I talked about the issues that are in this book.
所以我跟我儿子坐下来，我们讨论。这个书里的内容
I didn't want to put any ideas in his head that he hadn't already thought about.
我不愿意给他一些先入为主的一些思想。
But I did want to help guard his heart about wrong ways of thinking.
但我要保守他的心，免得他走上错路，错误的思想。
And so maybe, in this book say,Is this honoring to God the way this person treated this other person?
也许这本书这个人这样对待那个人这样子荣耀神吗
Should we treat other people that way?
我们应该这样对待别人吗
Or, you know, when this child was caring so much what everybody thought about them, is that the way that we should think?
这个人很关心别人怎么样想他我们应该跟他一样吗
And so, there may be times when you just don't have a choice.
有些情况下你没有选择余地。
But to know that God is sufficient for that need.
但你要知道神足够满足那个需要。
If God brings this challenge into even your child's life.
Sorry. I know. Sorry. 对不起啊，大家专心一条线，要不然我翻不了了。对不起，讲到什么
？Perhaps it is an opportunity.
也许是个机会。
To talk to your children and teach them something you might not have talked about otherwise.
你要跟你孩子讲，要不然没有别的机会。
And in doing that, you may be able to guard their heart.
你这样做的时候，你可以帮助他们。
And to help them think about the world that they are growing up into.
你就可以帮助他们了解他们所生活的这个世界。
And then pray again.
然后再祷告。
Amen.Praise God.
Okay. 我们到时间给我们来点时间
祷告。时间祷告。
我们先。
Yeah.
那我们三。
Yes.
你替我们做。
你替我们做祷告。替我们做祷告。
我们先来祷告。
Let's pray.
现在主，我们感谢你，使我们回到你的话语当中，有很多的应用，也借着你自己的话语给我们帮助。主，盼望这些话语能够进到我们的里边，成为我们每天的警戒。无论我们面对我们自己，面对我们的家庭，我们的孩子。主真的都求你让你的话语和你的圣灵来做我们的主，使我们能够成为家庭里边的祝福，能够成为孩子们的祝福。求你将这些话放在我们的里边，借着你宝贵的圣灵，成为我们随时的帮助。感谢你，也祝福我们下面吃饭的时间也与我们同在，借着食物和我们健康的身体，因着你说 人活着不单单靠食物，我们也为了食物也感谢你，就没有健康的身体，更有一个活泼的灵性来快乐跟随你。这样祷告感谢奉耶稣基督圣名，所以我们可以一起吃饭，如果愿意。